This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-2 coming. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And the Brewers hang on despite the Connor Joe home run. Brewers 4, Pirates 3.
I hate when Joe Buck says that. Swing and a miss, struck him out, game's over. Not his fault, though. He's doing his job. Pirates lose 4-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. And we're going to talk about it this morning. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Hello and welcome. My name is Nicholas Harry Kellis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. When the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. It's our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. I'd also like to take a quick minute. Let's just carve out some time to thank all of you who have already jumped on following me on Twitter, the bandwagon that Crowley's trying to get everyone on. 1375 from 1010 yesterday. 1010 yesterday. Now I'm at 1375. So I appreciate all of you wanting to hear a Crowley diss track at the end of the week. If I get to 2000, that's what he said. I can release that on him. So if that's any incentive even further, other than just to have a line to me to talk or make your comments, it's at Callus underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And Crowley also told me we might need to tweak that name. I made that when I was in college for the number I wore when I played baseball. So I considered at one point in time changing it to something that involved Harry Kellis or not Harry Kellis. So if you have any handle suggestions, if I change my handle, maybe when I get to 2000, let me know if that would be, if there's a suggestion that you would have out there that might suit me. But when Crowley said that, I mean, I never thought about it because that's what I made when I was in college about 4 years ago. I just never thought, oh yeah, maybe it doesn't fit quite as well. It doesn't ring quite as well as, you know, I used to think. So yeah, let me know. But thank you all who have been following. I appreciate all the support, and whether it's because you support me or whether it's because you want to hear a Crowley diss track, either way, it's all good. Appreciate the support there. The Pirates. This one was a tough one yesterday to digest. Pirates and Brewers play again, 1-10. It's the rubber match of the three-game series. Pirates found themselves in a similar spot when they played the Cubs over the weekend. There was a loss and then a win, and then there was a rubber match. Pirates didn't win that one, which seems like it makes this game coming up rather important to win. You want to take the series against the Brewers, and to take a series against the Brewers in Milwaukee is an impressive accomplishment, because nobody really seems to succeed when the Brewers are playing at home. And the Pirates have definitely struggled as a team in recent years in Milwaukee, so it would just feel like quite an accomplishment for them to be able to pull it out. So Yesterday, though, again, an interesting case. Another display of not a whole lot of offense, despite three runs being scored. He had a couple of homers. Nick Gonzalez drove in a couple of runs and went deep. Connor Joe, now that's the second time in rather quick succession that Connor Joe has hit a home run that put the Pirates within a run, and then the team still came up short. Remember, against the Cubs in the rubber match, he hit a two-run home run with that automatic runner on second base, but then the Pirates failed to score after that. Joe hit one in the ninth. The Pirates couldn't get the equalizer after that. But Joe's staying hot out of the cleanup spot. Yeah, home run. This is the only hit. He also drew a walk, so he got on base a couple times. O'Neill Cruz had a hit as well, so there are only three hits for the Pirates in this game, but they produced three runs. Now, that's compared to the Brewers' four runs on 10 hits. The Pirates are a bit separated in the hit column, but the run total was close, and it was a close game mostly, I'd say. The big separator was the Brewers scoring four runs off Quinn Priester in the second inning, which now he's going to be in the spotlight. So let me just preface this by saying, if you have any opinions on Quinn Priester, give me a call this morning, 412-928-9370. And you can also talk to me again on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. You can comment to me on there as well. If you have any thoughts on Quinn Priester, you're welcome to express those, because I'm thinking he's starting to become a topic of conversation, if he wasn't already. So before, for him, it's been talked about that he hasn't gotten much run support when he was out on the mound, which is a fair statement, I'd say. There are some that can dismiss some of what he's done by saying that he didn't get enough run support, and he's given the team a chance to stay in games. My big thing with him in this game is that crooked numbers should be avoided. Now, I don't know what happened in that second inning, but he gave up all four runs that he did in the second inning. And that's not something you want to see. And I talked about this over the weekend as well, the little things about the games. Dan Zangrilli talked about this on Monday, which kind of echoed my thoughts on the team. You know, they could easily have their wins and losses switched. I mean, they're doing well enough. They're close enough in games. Feels like they're that close in relation to winning games that they could have a winning record right now if a few of the other losses that they had so far this season went their way, because games have been close. And I talked about all the little things in the series against the Cubs that could have gone the Pirates' way that may have changed their fortunes, especially in that third game on Sunday. This game against the Brewers almost embodies that same thing. Pirates lost 5-4 on Sunday. This is very similar. Now, I didn't get a chance to catch the whole game, but I do know that with Priester in that second inning, I mean, think about it this way. If he gives up one less run, if he gets it together, maybe even he gives up a two spot, gives the Pirates a better chance to win the game. Now, Quinn Priester, I think you could argue it's not a quality start officially. But Quinn Priester, I mean, four runs, the Pirates had a chance to win that game. I start to get a little touchy when a pitcher gives up four runs, talk about giving a team a chance to win. But I could borderline say that here he gave them a chance to win. But again, my problem is it's the cluster that he gave up in that second inning. Like, if you divide up the runs in different innings, I think it looks different. Or maybe if he doesn't give up all four of the runs and the bullpen also sacrifices a run, I feel like that just looks different. Because that's individual little successes from the Brewers, it looks like. The Brewers found him in the second inning and scored enough runs to win the whole game. That to me is a very clear-cut issue. Like, again, if he figures it out soon enough, if he figures it out sooner enough in that inning and gives up one less run, you can just assume, and I understand the ripple effect, time doesn't always, you know, happen, things happen based on other events, whatever. But in theory, if all other things go the same way for the Pirates, they, on offense, the game's tied, at least in the ninth inning, and Connor Joe resets the entire game for the Pirates, and maybe it goes to extras, I don't know, whatever. But it's just those little things that, I mean, that seems to be a theme for the Pirates this year. Like, it seems like they're a solid team in a few aspects of their game. They've got players that you feel like could come through and be big players for you. Crowley talked about this yesterday, and that's something I agree with too, is that the Pirates do need those role players and those heroes. They don't always have to overspend on players to take a chance on whether they'll, you know, keep their form through the years of their contract. The Pirates can use the players that they've already invested in to be the role players and play hero and be able to come through. And I don't think it's unfair to expect that from a lot of these players. But overall, though, it seems like they've got it. Like, they're that close. It seems like they've got it. It's those little things, though, that hurt this team and prevent them from winning those close games. It's Quinn Priester in the second inning getting found out, and the Brewers scoring all the runs they need in the second inning of a nine-inning game. You can't expect the offense to, you know, go out there every game. Now, they've had their own issues, and it's nice to see that there's a similar lineup this game to the one that they played yesterday. So maybe they're finally starting to. And Derek Shelton said it yesterday on the Joe Starkey show, and they have their interview with him every Tuesday. Then McCutchen will continue to be the DH and continue to be a leadoff hitter, which I like. Now, he didn't get a hit, and that doesn't really support my argument in this case, but it's nice to see a consistent lineup of the Pirates. Putting up three runs on offense is, I mean, that's a number two that I could say, hey, that is a decent amount of runs to score. It's not a spectacular offensive performance, but three runs could also give you a chance to win a game. You know, when they score zero or one, that's where I get upset sometimes. And again, they're not going to score all the time, but they've just seemed to have an offensive weakness toward the end of April and then early into May. Three runs, though, I'd say, yeah, that gave the Pirates a chance to win. In Quinn Priester's case, I mean, he gave up four runs all in one inning, which is the rough part about it. But, you know, did he give the Pirates a chance to win? I could argue slightly yes. But again, giving up all the runs in one inning, not being able to figure it out, that to me is definitely a concern. And I don't know. I mean, the Pirates right now seem that they've committed temporarily here at least to having six players in the starting rotation, six pitchers in the starting rotation, and they're letting Quinn Priester work through things. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like a Rowdy Tellez situation where, hey, this is your last chance. We're going to give you a few starts in a six-man rotation and see if you can make the cut. I truly believe it's between Bailey Falter and Quinn Priester about who they would consider removing from the equation once, you know, Paul Skenes and Jared Jones ramp up their innings and get more repetitions as major league starting pitchers. I think that's the theory, but they're definitely giving Quinn Priester every opportunity to demonstrate that he deserves to be on the roster. And for a guy who was a top pick a few seasons ago, you want to be able to believe in a guy like that. Me, though, it's not. I mean, his starts right now aren't resonating with me. I understand he's run into some poor fortunes when the offense was struggling, but I don't have too much confidence right now in him personally. And again, four runs isn't terrible on its face. It's not good, but it's not terrible. It's not out of hand. I lean toward not great, though, just because, again, they were all in one inning. Maybe that's inspiring, though, because after that he figured it out. But also, I mean, if I give up four runs and my team is down 4-0 and I was pitching, I would have more confidence to pitch because at that point I'd be thinking I have nothing to lose. It's different when you're pitching in a game that's close because you feel like you have to be more – you have less room for error in that case because then you do have runs to give up and a game to lose in that case. So, again, I mean, my theory for Quinn Priester is that they are putting him out there. They're keeping the six-man rotation to try to slowly – see who they want to remove from the rotation if they indeed do go to a five-man rotation once Paul Skene starts to get more reps and get more innings under his belt in the major leagues. But maybe that's good for us as fans just to see, like, this is the one last chance perhaps that Quinn Priester is going to have to show that he can find elite status as somebody who was a top draft pick. Maybe that's what they're doing here, trying to divide up innings while they can afford to, while Skene continues to get repetitions. That would make sense to me, but Priester, I mean, he's going to have to figure it out here then at some point if he wants to keep one of those spots. If not, I mean, keep Bailey Falter in there. I don't have a problem with Bailey Falter's been starting so far this season. And again, Priester has run into some poor luck, but I just don't feel inspired when he's on the mound, and that's not great. Not that opinion couldn't change either, but right in this moment, he's just given up runs and clusters, and that to me, I mean, that's not a great feeling for me watching him or following him and seeing those results. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Really focusing on Quinn Priester this morning. Gave up four runs in the second inning, all earned to him. Four runs, nine hits, five strikeouts, two walks in six innings. That was his line score yesterday. Pirates fell short 4-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers in the second game of three in the series. Game three is today, this afternoon. So we'll see if the Pirates can salvage this series. The Pirates lost 2-3 to the Cubs to start this 10-game NL Central opponent stretch. So this is a game today that the Pirates really, I say, need to win. And I'll talk more about that coming up next. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello again. If you're just joining, welcome. If you're still with us, hi. I'm back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Let me give you a fan weather real quick, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer in Equinox. Go to sunchevy.com today. Same temperatures as the last few days, nothing too extreme. High of 72 today, low of 57. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Chance of rain this evening. Then tomorrow, high of 76, low of 54. Partly cloudy skies expected. And it looks like through the weekend, early projections say that it's going to be in the low to mid 70s for the high temperatures. That's nice to see. It looks like we're finally breaking into our pre-summer temperatures here. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name's Nicholas Harry Kellis. Jody on Twitter just told me, hey, what about O'Neal Cruz's screw-up on the bases before the Nick Gonzalez home run, which I did not see. So let me try to see here what you're talking about. Gonzalez homers. Connor Joe reaches on a fielder's choice. Oh, yep. Yep, I think I saw this on Twitter. Our guy Chris Mack over at Y108 now was talking about it. He actually tweeted out, which I found was hilarious. He said, why is there not on the jerseys or a sign somewhere, something for the Pirates that says, do not run to third on a ground ball in front of you with less than two outs? Which I said, yeah, man, I get it. I understand. And that tweet made me laugh, and I get it, because they seem to do that all the time. There's less than two outs, runner on second, and a ground ball's hit to the left side of the infield, a shortstop or third baseman plays it, and then somebody's covering third to tag out the runner going to third. Cruz is very aggressive on the bases, we've seen. Yeah, that's frustrating. No, I didn't see that in real time, because, you know, we do a morning show sometimes. You know, especially games in the Central and West, they get late and we got to go to bed. But, I saw reactions to that this morning and I was wondering exactly what they were for. I was like, well, who screwed it up this time? Didn't realize it was such a crucial moment. Now, I mean, I guess in theory, it's a little less frustrating now that I'm talking it out, because if a Cruz stays on second, then they probably just make a play at first. I don't know. I mean, again, I didn't see the play itself. I'm just looking here. But it is frustrating. You lose that runner in scoring position for, like, you know, other chances to score. If a home run's not what's hit, you're more likely to score if you're, you know, bases ahead on the diamond. That's common logic there. So I don't know how much of an impact it would have had on the score in general, in total. But, I mean, it's still frustrating because we see it too often, it feels like, and, I'm there. Maybe it didn't impact. I mean, again, I didn't see the play. Maybe Adamas bobbled the ball, whatever, and then decided that third was the easier play. Whatever happened there, it's still frustrating. And it's little things like that. We talk about the Pirates are losing games that are close. That's one of those little things that could change a game, though, because, again, if Gonzalez doesn't hit a home run, but a hitter shoots a gap, again, you're more likely to score. That's why they call it scoring position when you're on second and third, because, you know, you shoot a gap, you're more likely to score from second or third on a hit like that rather than first base. So, frustrating. Base running's been one of the big problem areas as well. Maybe that's something we don't focus on too much either. I guess you can lump the base running into the offensive approach for the Pirates, but maybe that's something we don't talk about enough either, is some of their base running blunders that they've had. Because, again, those little things, I think, add up in games, too. Over the last, like, 10 or so games, they haven't had too many gaffes, but, you know, it's like that sign. It's like, you know, how many days have we had without an accident? Well, how many days is it before the Pirates do something silly on the bases? At least it's been a while, it's been separated. It's been a while since we've seen that on the bases from the Pirates. Jody, I share your frustrations there. Again, don't know how much of a direct impact it would have had, but still, those little things in other situations could add up, and that's something you definitely want to avoid if possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.